Miami, BBC Caribbean Report.
And the Enterprise for the Americas, I think it's a great vision, a great vision. But I'll be more pleased when I see the reality on the ground matching the rhetoric from the podium.
British Labour Party MP George Fuchs speaking this morning in one of the final sessions of the 14th Miami Conference. Indeed, the four-day event has not been short on rhetoric. In many ways, that is its primary function. For the Caribbean, any action to flow from it will require follow-up efforts by the political and private sector leaders. Later on, we'll examine some of the concerns, stumbling blocks, and potential solutions. But first, some news on Haiti. Deposed dictator Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier, exiled in France since his overthrow some 4 years ago, has issued a statement through his lawyers. In it, he has called for calm, nonviolence, and national unity in the run-up to the December 16th presidential elections. While stating he had no plans to return to Haiti in the near future, Jean-Claude Duvalier said he chose to break his silence in Paris because he feels a time warrants it. And he says he hopes his Duvalierist followers will heed his call. The former president's statement was prompted by the violence that occurred at a rally for presidential candidate Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide on Wednesday. 5 people were killed and over 50 injured after a bomb was hurled into the crowd and scores of shots fired. The incident highlighted the very real fear that the elections could once again be aborted by violence.